Chapter 27. 2 a.m. The whole world was sleeping snug as bugs in their beds. Mr. Bozu thought he'd like to join them. Unfortunately, Trickster had other ideas. The puppy was currently whining in the bathroom, scratching at the door. A part of Mr. Bozu thought, fuck it. It was only his second night in a real bed on real sheets, for Christ's sakes. He could spread out his arms and legs. He could bury his face against the mattress and not smell the stink of piss. Like hell he was getting up for some sniveling little dog. The other half of his mind was relentlessly logical. He was already wide-eyed, had been for hours. Might as well take care of his dog. Who knew that when he finally got out of the joint, he wouldn't be able to stand the quiet? Life was so unfair. Mr. Bozu got out of bed. He threw on his $500 trousers. He opened the bathroom door. Trickster came shooting into his arms, wriggling ecstatically and licking at his chin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He tried to sound gruff. Trickster kissed half of his face, and Mr. Bozu's grumpiness melted once and for all. He supposed he'd slept enough the past 25 years. Now he was a free man, hanging out with his dog.
Outside it is.
He snapped on Trickster's leash and headed out the door. Mr. Bozu had selected a Hampton Inn tonight. Nice, but not that noticeable. He'd be just another guy in a suit passing through. Here today, gone tomorrow, not even worth remembering. Trickster found a good bush in the parking lot, squatted, and ejected a shockingly strong spray. No one was about at this hour. What the hell? Mr. Bozu unzipped his trousers and joined him. A man and his dog, taking a leak, made him feel better about things. Which was good, because earlier this evening Mr. Bozu had been feeling blue. The day had been disappointing. Productive, but flat. He'd found the girl. He'd watched her exit the identified apartment. He'd fallen in step beside her and struck up a conversation using the dog. Everything had gone smooth as silk. Except, she hadn't been taken in by his new clothes, for one. He'd seen no spark in her eyes, no iota of interest. It had actually started to piss him off. He looked pretty damn good, you know? Good enough at least for some lady he'd never met to want to meet him for dinner. But here was this young girl, and no beauty contestant at that, barely giving him a second glance. In fact, after a brief pat of Trickster's ears, she'd been on her way. Flustered, he'd had to do a quick two-step to catch up. Funny thing about spending 25 years in the slammer, you don't think so good on your feet. The stupid cow was walking away. He couldn't make a scene, but couldn't let her go. After all, she was never going to believe he just magically crossed her path again later. No, this was it. He'd selected his strategy, and now it had to work.